you know what time Anthony's going to be finished at Mr. Tyson's?
Well, there's no telling. Last time he and Mary Jo were out there for the whole afternoon. You know, Mr. Tyson loves Anthony.
What's so funny?
I was just thinking about Anthony sitting for that portrait.
What portrait?
You know, Mr. Tyson wanted to paint his portrait and made him sit in that big easy chair by the window for about half a day.
Nobody told me about this.
Well, you must have been off. I mean, anyway, Mr. Tyson wanted everything to be just right, you know, the lighting and everything. And Anthony didn't want to say anything and offend him, you know, because he's such a big customer. You know, but long about 6 o'clock, Anthony says, you know, Mr. Tyson, I think I'm going to have to be going, you know, home soon. Mr. Tyson kept putting him off, you know. But finally, after about 6 hours, Anthony gets up and he walks over to look at the portrait. And it's nothing but a stick figure with a top hat on. I mean, look, I got it right here on my desk. Look at this. Isn't that incredible?
Oh, that's the stupidest thing I ever saw. Doesn't look anything like Anthony.
I know. He doesn't have a hat like that either.
Mr. Tyson can draw all the stick figures he wants as long as he keeps renovating rooms and giving us the business. Oh, Mary Jo, where's Anthony? Didn't he come back with you?
No, I had to drive the van back myself because Mr. Tyson decided to come into town and wanted Anthony to drive him in his Packard. I tell you, Julia, I've had it with this man. He is a major nutcase, and we should have caught on to that because the people who referred him were nuts, too.
Who referred him?
The Roscoe Baileys.
Oh, I know them. They are crazy. They're always dressing up like the police.
Here, Joe. I know he's a handful, but he can't be that bad.
Oh, it's easy for you to say because you haven't met him, but your luck is about to change because he's coming here to look at some fabrics because he didn't like any of the samples I took.
Why not? Took all the new books we have.
Oh, there's no rational explanation for it. It's the same kind of stuff he griped about when I got him those religious pictures, and I'm tired of fooling with him.
Oh, you mean when you had to have swimming suits made for all the nude figures?
I told you, Charlene, they weren't swimming suits. They were little cloth strips.
Well, you can call them whatever you want, Mary Jo. They still look like angels in bikinis.
Well, maybe he is an odd duck, but it's an enormous account, and we're pretty tight right now. And frankly, I just don't think that we can afford to offend him.
I don't want to offend him. I don't even want to be around him. And furthermore, I don't think that odd duck sufficiently covers a person who wants us to design a canvas halter top for the fire hydrant in front of his house.
He asked you to do that? That's sick.
Well, I don't think canvas would look very good, do you?
And I don't think that it's ethical to take money from somebody who's off the beam for services that don't even make sense.
Oh, well, I do. I think crazy people have a right to be fleeced just like everybody else.
Suzanne, Mr. Tyson is not exactly crazy. He's probably just very, very eccentric.
Well, what's the difference? Well,
there's a big difference. It all depends on where you live. I mean, if you live in New York City or L.A., you might call yourself something like Son of Sam and be a mass murderer. You know, but if you're an eccentric in, say, Poplar Bluff, Missouri, then you'd just have a name like Nub or Digger. Ride around in a little wagon.
My point is that Mr. Tyson is harmless. He is of the Nub and Digger variety.
Fine, since that's the way you feel about him, here's his folder. He's all yours.
Yoo-hoo, anybody home?
Oh, hi, Mrs. Clifton.
Mr. Tyson and Mrs. Clifton in the same day. There must be a full moon.
Come on, let me take your coat.
All right, dear. So long as you promise to give it back. Well, I just got the most exciting news. I had to come right over. Maybe you all had better come over here and sit down. I mean, this is big.
It's Mother. She's met someone in Europe. They're getting married.
No. But I do wish she'd hurry up and come back home. Everything is just dead. All I do is sit in front of the television set, and since it's broken, there's no picture, so... So now I can see myself on every channel. But just as a lark this morning, I went to a senior citizens meeting at the community center, and that's where it happened.
What happened?
I was nominated to represent our complex in the Mrs. Senior Citizen Beauty Contest.
Oh, Mrs. Clifton, that's wonderful.
Oh, please call me Bernice. Anyway, I was hoping that maybe Suzanne would be my coach.
Oh, I'm sorry. I would just love to, but you see, I'm busy planning this fundraiser here for the symphony, and, well, maybe I could take a rain check.
Suzanne, could I speak to you over here just a minute?
What for?
I want to show you something in the refrigerator.
Show her that stuff with the fur on it. It's hers.
Suzanne, I cannot believe you can't find time to help Mrs. Clifton.
Oh, it's not just the time, Julia. It's, well, she drives me crazy. I mean, she's calling me up every night as it is.
She does?
Well, yeah. Doesn't she call you?
No. Well, she won't.
Oh, it's just goofy stuff, you know, like, don't I think that dance Bill Cosby does right before his show starts is just a little bit silly?
Well, I don't care. Mother would be appalled if we don't help her.
Oh, all right. I don't know where you get this wee stuff from, though. I'm the one who has to put up with it. Well, Bernice, it looks like there's been a change in my schedule, and I'll be able to help you out after all.
Oh, and I would love to do your hair and makeup.
Oh, that's swell, because I do want to beat that Olita Daniels so bad. She's Miss Lucy Lee Retirement Villas, and she's always putting me down. Like today, when everyone was deciding what to do for their talent, Olita spoke up and said that for my talent, maybe I could say something that made sense for a change.
What is your talent?
Eating fire.
Hey, Miss Clifton, how's it going?
Oh, just wonderful, Anthony. I promise I'll make you all very proud. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Who's the fox?
Oh, that's Bernice Clifton. She's a friend of the Sugar Baker family.
Oh, I like her swagger.
Uh-huh. Sorry we're late. We would have been here sooner, but Mr. Tyson wanted to take the packet through the drive-thru car wash a couple of times. And then we had to have our picture made with everybody who worked there.
Wow. Mr. Tyson, let me introduce you. This is Charlene Fraser, our office manager.
How do you do, Mr.
How
Tyson?
Do you do, young lady?
And this is Suzanne Sugarbaker.
Hello.
Sugarbaker. Haven't I heard that name somewhere before?
Mr. Tyson, that's the name of our business.
Oh, of course. Thank you, Anthony. Here is a candlestick, a rope, and a revolver from my personal game of Clue.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Tyson.
What are those for?
Mr. Tyson, this is Julia Sugarbaker.
It's so nice to finally meet you.
Oh, and I am equally titillated.
Mr. Tyson, I was just telling Julia that you would want to see some fabrics for the sofa in your den.
Yes, that's right. I want to see some prints that have a lot of activity on them, as long as it's not sexual.
Well, of course.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I don't think it's anybody else's business what people do, but not on my fabric.
Well, Julia, I guess you'll be taking it from here.
Now that we've dispensed with the formalities, how would you like to be my gal?
You're talking about aluminum foil on the walls.
That's right. Because I think that lightning is getting ready to strike the TV in my den again. I can always tell. The servants get bloodshot eyes, and the hair on their arms starts to stand up.
Mr. Tyson, if you truly want aluminum foil on your walls, I don't think we can help you.
Okay, then you just pick out something that you like, Mrs. Sugarbaker. Or may I call you Julia?
That would be fine.
How about sugar?
One step too far.
Hard to get, huh? Ha! You know that song? My maid used to sing it. Oh, baby, da-da-da-da-da. Oh, honey, honey, da-da-da-da-da. Pour a little sugar on me, honey. Pour a little sugar on me, baby.
Would you excuse me for just a minute? I'll be right back.
Joe, did Mr. Tyson ever come on to you?
What do you mean?
You know, act like he was falling in love with you.
No. We did play tag a couple of times. Why?
Nothing. He's just so strange. Kind of a combination rude and maniac.
It's probably just his way of being sociable.
You know, I think I'm starting to fall a little in love with you.
Well, aren't you charming? And now Mrs. Shively will be taking over again.
I will?
Yes. I'm going in for that surgery to be followed by a long recuperative period.
Wonderful. We'll go for long rides in the country. Anthony!
Thank you, sir.
Onward! Onward and upward! Yes, sir, ladies, I'll soon be a sight for sore eyes. Me and my big white Packard and my beautiful sugar out for a ride. I didn't know beauty, I didn't know pride, till my beautiful sugar sat next to my side. In my big white Packard, out for a... Did I say that part already?
Yes, sir, I believe you.
Thank you, Anthony. I want to give you something. This is the identification card that came with my wallet. Well, ladies, until some happy destiny reunites us, I must bid you adieu.
You're right. He's not Nub or Digger. He's nuts.
Believe this letter Mr. Tyson wrote you. Listen.
Even the gates of Terra cannot keep me from walking up the stairway of your heart.
Yes, well, I've had just about all I can take of Lamar Tyson.
What does that mean? Are we gonna quit?
No, we can't quit. How can we? He's the biggest account we have. On the other hand, Charlene, I am sitting here trying to design a glass case to display his wardrobe. It's just odd. I mean, it makes me feel odd doing it.
I know what you mean. I had a neighbor once who wouldn't touch doorknobs. I used to have to shut him in at night and let him out in the morning. I found out later he didn't mind touching doorknobs at all. He just wanted everybody in the building to think we were sleeping together. Hey, Joe, where you been? I tried to call you over at Joanne Cannon's.
I had to run my carpool. I had to pick up Quinn at school.
Oh, I forgot. Well, it wasn't important. Julie was looking for some measurements.
Oh, the Tyson doghouse?
Yes. The upstairs.
Right here. Then I had to take Quint and four of his little girlfriends to a birthday party.
Four girlfriends?
What can I tell you? My son's a rounder. But, you know, these little girls aren't like what we were when we were that age. They're so sophisticated. I mean, here I am, driving down the road with a car full of first graders, lip-syncing every word to Whitney Houston's Didn't We Almost Have It All. I mean, it was spooky.
Now that reminds me, Bernice is coming by later to demonstrate her fire-eating routine.
Y'all ever feel like we're playing fast and loose with our sanity?
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Bernice.
Hey, Bernice.
I hope you're not busy. I just got some terrible news.
Well, what happened?
Well, we all had to take physicals with the pageant doctor, and now he's not going to let me eat fire.
Why not?
He's worried about some kind of denture explosion.
Well, Bernice, no kidding. Were you actually going to eat fire?
I sure was. I've got an uncle who was with the circus.
Well, what are you going to do for your talent now?
Well, I don't know. Of course, Olita Daniels is just crowing about it. I was hoping that Suzanne would help me, but she hasn't returned any of my calls. Charlene, I was hoping that maybe we could do a trial run with the hair and the makeup.
Oh, Bernice, I can't. I'm taking a class in real estate tonight.
Well, maybe Julia and Mary Jo would like to take me shopping.
Oh, Bernice, I have a hair appointment myself.
And I have to pick up my kids at a birthday party.
Oh, well, hey, that's okay. Maybe tomorrow. Oh,
tomorrow would be great. Suzanne will be here about 2.
Oh, good. You know, it's so much easier since I taught myself how to drive.
Bernice, you be careful out there.
Oh, don't you worry about me. When I'm sitting on that pillow, I'm king of the road. But you know, since I've been driving, I found out something.
What's that?
You can only get the bird so many times before it starts to hurt your feelings.
Sugarbakers.
Well, yes. Hi, Mr. Tyson. Yes, she's right here.
Mary Jo. Buckets up.
Hello, Mr. Tyson. Oh, dear, I'm so sorry. Lightning struck the TV in your den again. Oh, sorry, but it's not as if you weren't expecting it. I mean, it didn't come as a total shock. So now you're seeing yourself on every channel. That is very interesting. Mr. Tyson, what are you doing tomorrow afternoon about 2:00? Well, I was just thinking you might like to stop over here. Wonderful. We'll see you then. I think it's high time Mr. Tyson fell in love with somebody else.
What do you all think about this one?
Oh, wow, that's pretty.
Suzanne, I hate to bother you, but could you show me the walk for modeling my evening gown just one more time?
Oh, all right, but try to remember it this time, okay, Bernice?
Okay.
All right. Now, the main thing is you have to emote as you're walking. You turn, you swirl, you go from side to side, big smile all the time. Only not too big because you're also concerned about all the sadness in the world. Then, as you're leaving, you give them one of these. This just says, I'm me, and I'm enjoying myself. Okay?
All right. I think I've got it. I turn, I swirl, I go from side to side. I'm me, I'm enjoying myself.
Very stimulating.
I'm running for Mrs. Senior Citizen.
Well, my dear, you certainly have my vote. Lamar Tyson. Gentleman gardener, wordsmith, and former television viewer.
Mr. Tyson, this is Bernice Clifton.
Yes, I know. I just kissed her hand.
She's a very dear friend of ours.
Well, in that case, I'll kiss the other one.
Pageants this Saturday night, if you'd like to come.
Boy, would I.
Bernice, did you say this Saturday?
Oh, yes, I thought I told you.
Well, we thought you meant next week. I mean, I have that class till 8:00. I'm not going to be able to do your hair and makeup.
Oh, well, that's okay.
Oh, and Claudia has a piano recital, so I'll be a little late.
And Suzanne and I have a dinner engagement. I guess we're all going to be late.
Well, I'll be on time, and I'll bring my camera. Afterwards, we can have a midnight picnic under a billboard.
We'll see.
And now, Mrs. Tootie Henson from the Peaceful Vale Nursing Home. Tootie is attractive and enjoys lawn bowling and coal painting.
Mary Jo, did we miss the talent?
Yeah. How was Bernice? Fine. Basically, she slapped her jaws to the tune of Dixie.
How are you, sugar? I hope you're not upset by my new liaison.
No. These things happen. No hard feelings.
And next we have Miss Bernice Clifton of Hillcrest Leisureland. Ba-ba-ba-boom! Bernice lives alone. Her hobby is driving and updating a childhood diary.
I turn, I swirl, I move from side to side. I'm smiling. But I'm also concerned about all the sadness in the world. I'm me, and I'm enjoying myself. Okay?
Describe your life's philosophy in 1 minute or less.
Well, I suppose, as I find myself water skiing down the great highway of life, one thing occurs to me. There's a lot of traffic out there. And believe you me, getting old is no walk in the park. But as I get old, I find that friends and family are very important to me. I have some people here tonight who count as both. I never had a daughter of my own, always wanted one. But who could have guessed that in my old age, God could give me four? Count them. And on top of that, they're all beautiful and talented and dear, and they make me feel very rich. So if you can get old and as rich as I am tonight, you've had a good life. Thank you very much.
And the first runner-up for Mrs. Senior Citizen from the Lucy Lee Retirement Villas, Mrs. Olita Daniels. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the winner of the Mrs. Senior Citizen Contest 1987 from Hillcrest Leisureland, Mrs. Bernice Clifton.
That was nice, but I think we should work on that walk some more.
Oh, Bernice, this will happen for you.
Thank you, dear.
But I think a little ashamed, too. I don't believe we deserved all those nice things you said about us.
It's true, Bernice. We got all tied up with our own lives, and we didn't realize how much this meant to you.
That was awfully sweet about being your four daughters.
Yes, Lamar told me to say it. He thought that would put me over the top.
Well, how about if we treat you to a congratulatory dinner?
No, thanks. I have a date. Pull the Packard around to the door, would you, hon? I don't want to drag my dress.
Boy, would I. I said it before, and I say it again. Va-va-va-voom!
You know, he's awfully nice. But sometimes I think he might be just a little off the beam.